How are you feeling today? Pretty much thumbs up. And quick another question. How have you been coping with the weather, with the cold? Really good, not at all. Some thumbs down, some in the middle. Yeah, it's been really cold. It's exceptionally cold, even for Finland this week. Fortunately, it's gonna get a little bit warmer next week. So I'm gonna tell you a little bit about the Student Union of the University of Jyväskylä. My name is Petra Pitkänen, and I work with the Student Union as a member service secretary. So what is JYY, which comes from the Finnish abbreviation Jyväskylän yliopiston ylioppilaskunta. English translation is the Student Union of the University of Jyväskylä. So it's really close to the abbreviation of the university. JYY is our student union, and JYU is the university. The student union is your own organization. It's by students for students, and we are an independent organization from the university. But we, of course, have a lot of collaboration with the university, and we do lots of things with them. We have around 13,000 members, and if you are normal Finnish degree students, you're automatically part of the student union by Finnish university law. And we have over 40 full-time employees. We have 7 employees here on campus working with advocacy work, and then we have over 30 employees at near Kortepohja having to do with housing with Soihtu. Most of you probably have some dealings with Soihtu, so Soihtu has over 30 employees as well. And we are politically and religiously independent organization, and we accept people from all degrees, from all political affiliations into our work. And we don't affiliate ourselves with any particular political or religious organizations. Well, what does the Student Union or JYY provide for you? As I said, joining JYY is mandatory for all degree students, but you as exchange students, it's voluntary, but highly recommended, because for the money you pay for the membership fee, you will get the amount of benefits you get is much higher. First and foremost, we provide assistance in, for example, academic affairs. If you have any problems with your courses or with some staff of the university, or have some other problems in your studies, we provide assistance for that and guidance. And also, we advocate for our students in the university level, in the local level, and in the national level. So our work is to make the student life in Jyväskylä the best in Finland. So by joining us, you support that work. We supervise the interests of students so that, as I said, the students' life here in Jyväskylä can be a little bit better. And we also have various events and various activities that we organize as a student union. You can look us up on our website for all the different events that we have. We have our event organizer counted that she has over 40 events a year that she does for the student union. So there's a lot of things you can participate in with our student union. And we have other activities as well. If you want to look more into those, go to our website. Then more about our services. The main benefit is the right to get the Frank App student card, which is the digital student card. Some of you might already have that, and you can get that only by joining the student union. It works as an official student card, so you get all the student benefits, for example, on the cafeterias, on trains, on buses, on anywhere that says that they have a student discount. But in addition to that, Frank has their own benefits as well. You can find on the app. It has some discounts on particular stores or on trips or like that, and you can find those on the Frank app. by joining the student union, you get access to the FranCap student card. And as I said, we offer advice and representation and free time and culture activities at our student union. Then we have our own spaces and our own things as well. We have Ilokivi Venue, which is which we own. It's a local here at campus venue where we have concerts and gigs and other events which you can visit. We have also just next to it we have a sauna that you can rent, and all the members of the student union get a discount on the price of the sauna, and it's the cheapest sauna you can find that you can rent here in Jyväskylä. It's only 140 euros for the night for student union members. We also have an outdoor jacuzzi there. Unfortunately, at the moment it's broken, but it's been fixed. And if you want to get the sauna and outdoor jacuzzi, you can rent that via our website. We also have a lot of items. We have a lot of board games, and we have tools, and we have ice fishing equipment, and we have outdoors equipment, tents and hammocks and other stuff as well. And we also have an electrically assisted cargo bike, which is a large bike that has a storage space. So if you want to go buy a lot of groceries at one of the largest hypermarkets, you can come and rent the bike from us for free and then return it to us if you're a student union member. Highly recommended. It's quite fun, but at the beginning it's a bit hard to steer, but once you get the hang of it, it's really fun. We also have some volunteering opportunities. If you want to volunteer in our work, we have different kind of teams and stuff like that. It's at the moment it's not quite decided what kind of teams we're going to have this year, but you can find more information in our social media and on our website if you want to look into that. That's more. And there's our website, jyy.fi. Then about the student card. The student card is ordered via Frank, which is our partner with the student card. You can order it if you want the plastic one. You can order it from Frank's website, frank.fi, or then if you want just to use the app, you can download it from your app store on Android and iOS devices. Well, how can you pay the student union membership? If you want to become a student, you can pay it via online banking. If you have a European bank or Finnish bank, you can just make a bank transfer. You can come to our offices and pay it with a credit card or debit card. And also, if you make a bank transfer, you will have to send a receipt to the student union, to student services of the university for registration. And if none of these are an option, we also take cash at our web at our offices. But that's as a last resort, because we prefer to use credit card or online banking. But you can pay in cash as well if you don't have access to a credit card or online banking at the moment. The student card, for you to get it functioning, it takes a few steps. First, you have had to pay the student union membership fee, either have sent the receipt or by visiting our offices, shown the receipt, or if you pay at our office, the information goes through there. The information has to go to the student services, and once they have registered it, the day after that, the Frank app will start working. So it depends. If you send the receipt via the Help JYU service, they will respond that the registration has been done, and then the following day from that, the Frank app will start working. If you come to our offices, I will tell you when the registration will be done. So after that, you can just download the Frank app, register there, and start using the student card. It automatically finds your information. And your study right has to have begun, and you have to have acquired a student number, but that should be okay for everyone of you at the moment. So, as I said, there's two options. There's the di digital card via the Frank app on your phone. Unfortunately, it's not available on Windows phones, but on all Android and iOS phones, it should be working. And you will need your student number for that. If you're registering and it asks for a Finnish ID, you can select that I don't have a Finnish ID, and then you register with your last name and student number, and it should find you in the system. If you have any problems with any of these, you can come to our office and I will help you out. If you want a plastic card, it's extra 25 euros. You go to Frank's website and it takes 3 weeks to arrive at your home. And this is the reason why almost none of exchange students get the plastic card. But a digital card works everywhere where the plastic card works as well. So it's okay to just use the digital one, but if you prefer a plastic card, you can order it. It's extra 25 euros. After you get the plastic card, you come to our offices or at Rentukka Infodesk, and you will get a sticker to the card that shows that it is valid. Then, just shortly about student rights. Student rights are written into university law, and also we have agreements with the university about the students' rights and responsibilities. And we oversee that these student rights get fulfilled in our university. So if you have any problems with your rights or feel that your rights have been violated, you can contact us, and we can, on your behalf, be in contact with university staff if needed by our specialists. Here at our office, we have specialists working in academic affairs, in social affairs, and in international affairs. I think you ha might have already met Sara, our international affairs specialist. And you can contact any of these people, or you can contact me and I'll forward you to the right person if you feel that you need any assistance in social affairs or academic affairs, and we can take the matter forward in behalf of you. These are some examples about the student rights that we have here in Finland and here at the university. You have the right to receive your grades promptly. There's a 2 week period where after the deadline has been, the teacher has to give you your grades in 2 weeks. And if it goes over that, you can contact us and we can take it further. You have the right for well-grounded evaluation. So when you get your grade, you can ask for evaluation on why I got this grade and this grade. You have the right to that, and the teachers have to give you that. You have the right to study counseling. All faculties and all departments have counselors, which you can contact if you need some study counseling. You have the right to retake any exam. So if you failed an exam, or if you just want to get better grade, you have the right to retake any exam. And there's an extensive list of other rights. You can find them all in our website as well. But these are just some examples. We also, here at the university and our student union, we have a zero tolerance for harassment or bullying or anything like that. And also the students, as part of these rights, have a right for a safe learning free environment. And everyone is responsible for maintaining and creating this safe environment. And it's not just to work for the student union, but every student has to work in towards the ma maintaining a safe environment. And if you see any inappropriate behavior, please interfere in the actual event. And also, you can also contact us if you feel like it. We have our harassment contact people, which you can contact. I'm one of those people. We have three at the moment. And you can contact us via this email address, hairinta@jyy.fi. And you can contact us if you have experienced harassments or seen that someone else has been harassed at the university in one of in university setting. And we can give talking advice, we can forward you to the right persons where you can get help. We can offer counseling on where to contact if for example needs the police's attention or something like that. Anything at all, please contact us and we can tell you how to go forward. At the end, we have our different kinds of websites and social medias. If you want to keep in touch of what we do, please get this up. We have our webpage, jyy.fi, and it starts in Finnish, but if you go to the top right corner, you can change it to English. Our Facebook is there if you still use Facebook. It's not a dig at anyone. But at the moment, our most up-to-date social media is our Instagram. So if you want to just follow one thing, follow our Instagram. At Instagram. And there we post, everything we post there is in Finnish and in English. So all the information there is also in English. And we post about our events, about current things happening in our advocacy work and opportunities for volunteering and everything like that. So follow that. We also have a student newspaper, which is it comes out 4 or 5 times a year. If you live in Kortepohja, it comes directly at your home, but it also can be found around campus on newsstands. It also has a website where most of the articles also come in web form, but it comes as a paper magazine around 4 or 5 times a year. And it's completely independent journalistic newspaper, but the student union funds the newspaper. And also, lastly, we have our weekly newsletter, that comes to your email once a week. The Finnish one comes to all students automatically, but if you want to get the English one, you'll have to subscribe to it. And it comes, I think the English ones comes every Monday. So you'll get that every week to your email, so you can also follow our things there. Lastly, if you have any questions after this, I can also take any questions here if you have. But afterwards, if you have any problems with your student card or have any other questions, please visit us at our office. I drew a little map. We're here at the C building now, where the red circle is. And if you go not towards the city center, but the other way, and go to the Ilokivi building, you can find us there. It's the same building with the Ilokivi restaurant, which opens next week. We're open for the first few weeks until 19th of January. We open Monday to Thursday, 12 to 4, and Fridays, 12 to 3. And after that, you can see our website for our opening hours. But also, if you cannot make it during these opening hours, you can just send me an email and we can arrange a meeting on other times. And if you have any questions, if you want to loan some equipment, if you want to get the cargo bike, if you have any questions about the student card or anything, just anything at all, either I can answer or probably know someone who can answer your questions. So I'll forward you if I cannot answer it. Yeah, that's pretty much the overview about the student union. If you have any further things you want to discuss or something, you can ask after this. You can ask now or come to our office. So do you have any questions at the moment? Yeah, here.
Oh, the sports sticker.
The sports sticker.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not on the Frank app. So the U-Move, I don't know if you have already had U-Move come and talk to you. Yeah. So the sports sticker, either you get the physical one or the digital one, it's not on the Frank app. It's on the university My JYU app. So the university has their own MyJYU app, and that you can find the sports sticker there. I also recommend you download that app anyway, because it has all the lunch lists for all the cafeterias. It has a map of the campus with you can find all the rooms there and everything. So I highly recommend downloading that. But you can find the sports sticker there.
Okay, thank you. I have a student card on a digital one on the Frank app, and I'm an exchange student, but it shows me as a degree student. I'm wondering if there's any problem like this.
No problem. It's the same.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, because there's a difference between degree students and doctoral students. Doctoral students don't get quite all the benefits that degree students have, but you have, as exchange students, you have all the same things that degree students have. So that's why you show as a degree student on FrankApp instead of a doctorate student. Yeah, so if it says degree student, it's fine. Yeah, there's a question in the back row.
Where? No, can I ask it later privately?
Sure. You can come visit us after this.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? You can also come ask privately after this session is over if you want. It's okay. Here's one. You can come visit our office and compare the student union membership. We're open today from 12 to 3 at our office. Yeah. I'm not here after this like I was 2 days ago, but you can come to our office and pay in person there. At our office, you can pay with credit card or in cash.
There's a question in the chat.
Yeah. I can actually probably see it here.
Yeah, otherwise it can. Yeah.
We have an executive board which is selected yearly. We just now the new executive board is starting its work now. But if you're exchange student here only for this semester, unfortunately you cannot become a part of it because it's selected for a whole calendar year. And it's selected in December. So at the moment, you cannot join the executive board, but we have other volunteering positions you can find on our website where you can join during the year. Yeah, here's one.
Okay.
Yeah. It's mostly in Finnish, but there are some English articles as well. Yeah, you can contact Julkkari. So go to julkkari.fi and there you can find contact information where you can volunteer to write. And there's also a not a prize, but what you call it? Reward for writing for the article as well. Yeah, it's not pro bono, as you say. Yeah, but yeah, you can contact Julkkari about it. Yeah, if you have any further questions.